if a child's misbehaving, you say, if you do that again, I'm going to have to
spank you.
Alright, if a young man is very much interested in a young woman, a young girl, spends a great deal of his time with her so that the neighbors start thinking his intentions are serious, what do they say he's doing?
He's coating her.
Anything else?
He's engaged to her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they would think.
Alright, what do they call him in relationship to her?
Hmm?
What do they call him in relationship to her?
Fiancé.
Alright, but what if they're not really engaged? They're just...
good friends?
No, they're courting.
Girlfriend and boyfriend? Hello? Yeah. Okay.
Very glad.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm still busy. Yeah.
We'll be done by 3 easy.
Okay, but call me by 4 o'clock. You want to talk about the air condition?
Okay, he says girlfriend and boyfriend. Are there any other terms for that? What's another word? What's another word for a girlfriend? Another way.
My fiance.
All right, but you know, fiance means you're engaged. What if you just got a girlfriend and a boyfriend? What was?
Going study.
Okay.
That's my study day.
Right.
That's what you in feelings is.
Okay. All right, how about a young man comes home with lipstick on his collar and his little brother says, you've been...
smooching.
Anything else?
Oh, Tony, you've been kissing that girl.
Came with lipstick on my collar, came with it on my mouth.
All right, let's say a young man asks the young lady to marry him, but she doesn't want him. What do you say she does to him?
Stand him up.
What's an old term for that? Any old, you know? So, oh, I was...
cheated? Rejected.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So what if she says yes, they go ahead and they get...
married.
Alright. And at the wedding, who's the guy that stands up for the groom?
The best man.
Alright. And the girl that stands up beside the bride?
The bridesmaid.
Okay. How about, do you remember or ever having heard about a noisy burlesque band playing that comes around the house? They follow the kids after they get married. They follow them down to the house that they're going to live in, and all night long they beat on drums and tin cans and keep them up all night.
I kill them.
You ever heard anything like that?
No.
You ever heard of chivalry?
No.
Okay. If I was talking about going to the Grove, how would you say it? You say, I'm going
to Coconut Grove.
Alright, if you're going to, in this direction, if you're going to Opa-locka, would you say, how would you talk about that?
Oh, I have to go to Opa-locka.
How about to Jacksonville? You say,
I'm going to Jacksonville.
Okay, would you ever say, like, I'm going up to Jacksonville or down to the Grove?
No, I say, I'm going to Coconut Grove.
Okay, how about the beach?
Oh, I say I'm going over to Miami Beach.
Okay, if you say I'm going over to Miami Beach, you ever say, how about Key West?
I'm going to Key West, that's all I said.
Okay. And,
the ADR getting on my nerves, man. Playing all that chit-chat music, because I mean that it ain't one good station on me.
Go turn it off, because it's bothering me. I want to hear some Chopin or Beethoven. This is the weather for it.
I want to hear me some Barry White, Isaac Hayes.
Oh, you imp, you wants to hear that. But I wants to hear something soothing for the nerves in my mind.